Two questions.
Nah, this group say if we join, they are already on the house.
We're bringing them all back. One winner, $2 million. It's the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions. From Monday, March 20th to Monday, April 24th, the 12 best secondary school debaters from all four editions will battle for all the bragging rights. Airing weekdays at 4, join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM, and later on Wazobia Mac TV. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack in association with Sunu Assurances, supported by OBBC.com, RLG Communications, Stovia Industries, Just Delight Non-Dairy Ice Cream, and Wazobia Max TV.
Lagos, here we are. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We are now in the quarterfinals of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. We have brought back the best of the best secondary school debaters from the first four tournaments. Champions, runners-up, and impressive performers. Last week, the group stage came to an end. 8 of our 12 great debaters emerged from those epic battles. Lagos, if you didn't catch them, you are in luck. They're still available on our Facebook page, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We have a podcast as well. So wherever you stream your podcasts, go ahead and listen to these debates on those podcasts. Now, over the next 3 weeks, the debaters who emerged from the group stages will go head to head in the knockout rounds. It is now win or go home. 4 quarterfinals, 2 semifinals, 1 final, 1 winner, 2 million naira. Yes, we double the prize money so we can lure the champions back, because people know they come out from retirement for just the same amount of money. You know what I mean? A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Paystack is our headline sponsor. Paystack helps businesses accept online and offline payments from local and international customers. Paystack also has a POS called Terminal. Terminal lets customers pay you in person, by card, bank transfers, and USSD. Terminal can split your payment into multiple accounts and send you real-time alerts on your phone. So you don't have to worry about, oh, will I get the alert? Will I not get the alert? Will it debit? Will it not debit? Go to paystack.com/beg-to-differ to get the Terminal POS for your business. Please go there so that when we go to Paystack and say, give us money for another I Beg to Differ, they'll give us money for another I Beg to Differ. So again, paystack.com/beg-to-differ. And a big thank you to Sunu Assurances. Sunu Assurances is our associate sponsor. Sunu says, you pick your way, we take your risk. They provide motor insurance, marine insurance, fire insurance, house and house owner and householder insurance, and so much more. Over the weekend, my TV broke, my 50-inch TV broke. Imagine if I had TV insurance. I would have been calling Sunu Assurance on the phone now to say, yo, my TV broke, give me a new TV or fix my TV. But I didn't, you know, and now I've learned my lesson, so now I have to get it. For more information, you can visit Sunu Assurances on their website, www.sunuassurancesnigeria.com. Or check out their social media handles, Sunu Assurances Nigeria, on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. Obiwizi.com is supporting this tournament with prizes for all our debaters. They all got smartwatches, all 12 of them. Obiwizi.com is Nigeria's home of brand new and pre-owned gadgets with warranty. Their Instagram handle is Obiwizi, Obiwezy. That's all small letters. Beware of scam pages. Or you can call them on 081-384-3541. Now, Obiwizi.com will be providing, like I said, smartwatches for the top 12 debaters who we've met during the Tournament of Champions. They all go home with smartwatches. Our champion of champions will go home with an ear pod as well as an HP laptop. The person who comes second will go home with a Nintendo Switch as well as an ear pod. And we will also have a JBL speaker for whoever finishes third, as well as earpods as well. So thank you so much to our supporter, to the supporter of the tournament now, obiwizi.com. From today, All our quarterfinalists will receive tablets from RLG Communications. So make sure you pick up your tablets before you leave. Tulu Olashe and Tambita Kaushik. So we've got tablets from RLG Communications. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha. They make laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. And this tournament is supported as well by Stover Industries Limited. They are the makers of Swiss Flower Air Freshener and Swiss Beauty and Body Care. I'm sure you have a Swiss product in your vehicle at the moment as you're listening to the show, or in your house as you're listening from your home, or perhaps in your office if you're listening from your office. Stover Industries are located at 1719 Oshukwe Plaza, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. The Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions is also supported by Just Delight Non-Dairy Ice Cream. Just Delight is Nigeria's plant-based ice cream. It's suitable, Just Delight says, for people who are lactose intolerant. It's available at all major supermarkets and stores nationwide, or you can order it online at www.justfood.ng. Just Delight Non-Dairy Ice Cream will also be giving out free ice cream to the school of whoever becomes our champion of champions. Doesn't matter if they've graduated secondary school, because some of them who are competing have graduated secondary school. So as a way to say thank you to the school for letting us. Now let's debate. Like I said, today, from today all the way till Thursday, it is quarter finals week. Our panel of judges are with us virtually as usual. Ronald Asiebu is an accountant in South Africa. Adenike Arobonlo is a legal practitioner in Canada. Dr. Nduka Zuchi is in the UK, and Chief Andy Oboforibo is a product manager here in Lagos. Now let me introduce our debaters. Our first debater qualified from Group D as runner-up with one win. We previously met him in the May 2022 edition. He's 15 years old, Olaloye Tulu Olashe. Welcome to the Tournament of Champions.
Thank you so much, Ma.
Olaloye, the last time we met, you told me that you were a rapper, or that you liked to rap. So are you a rapper, or do you like to rap?
I'm a rapper.
You're a rapper. Okay. What do you want to do when you leave school?
Apart from rapping, I also like to maybe get into computer coding.
Okay.
And professionally, I want to be a neurosurgeon.
Oh, you want to be a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay, are you a science student?
Yes, I'm a science student.
How come you're doing debates as a science student?
Maybe just a part of me.
Okay, so you have multiple interests.
Yes.
There's a debate, there's a rapping, there's the coding, yeah, and there's the neurosurgery.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Lagos, it's time now to meet our second debater. This debater qualified from Group A. She is the undefeated winner of Group A with two wins. She's the champion from November 2021. Tambita Kaushik, good to see you. Welcome to the Tournament of Champions. So Tambita, what do you want to do when you leave school?
Honestly, I'm open to anything. I feel like life takes us where we need to go. But in terms of ambition, I've always really loved speaking. So anything like it got to do with law, current affairs, like economics, I'm really open to that.
Do you want to do my job?
Oh, it sounds like a dream, honestly.
It's not a dream, I will tell you now.
Really?
It's not fun. No, I'm kidding. It's fun. Okay. Do you want to be a politician?
It sounds like a lot of responsibility, honestly. But if I can make a change, I'd honestly love to do it.
Do politics, yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support, one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. Then you'll get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponent made. And then you'll get another 3 minutes for closing arguments. The clock is the clock. Once it starts, I will not pause. Now, our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number. Well, three rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, no matter how eloquently you did it, your score will not increase. clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation. Clarity of thought shows us that you understood the subject matter and you're debating it in a way that shows us that you understood, you understand what you're talking about. Number of opponents' points addressed during rebuttal, very important if you want to win. The strength of your rebuttal of each point, also really important, because rebuttal pass rebuttal. Abby, now we're now in the knockout stages. So if your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides and you'll have 5 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points that you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier. Those rules are clear? Remember, it's win or go home. Okay, you already know your topic. Local governments should have political and financial autonomy from states. Local governments should have political and financial autonomy from states. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. It's got an actual tail and it's got an actual head. Actual head, an actual tail. Tanvita, as group winner, you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, then you will oppose the motion. Call it?
Tails.
Tails it is. Tanvita Kaushik says, local governments should have political and financial autonomy from states, which means that Tolu Olashe will say that local governments should not have political and financial autonomy from states. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for round one, the presentation round. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. All right, now it is time for round one, the presentation round. Tanvita Kaushik, you are the motion supporter, and therefore your 3 minutes start now.
According to the French doctrine, one can govern better from afar but can administer better when closer. This accurately represents the approach that local and state governments should adopt when monitoring their jurisdiction. Good day, Honourable Judges, esteemed moderator, co-debater, and our lovely audience. My name is Sanvita Kaushik, I'm 15 years old, and I'm affirming the motion that states local governments should have political and financial autonomy from states. Firstly, it's common knowledge that local governments are the closest of all tiers of government to the grassroots level. Increased autonomy would allow them to use their unique position to make decisions that are better tailored towards the specific needs of their community. Furthermore, increased autonomy would allow local governments to promote local economic development initiatives, which would attract businesses, invest in local infrastructure, and diversify the economy, as seen in countries like Japan and Finland. This ties into my third point, which is that several countries, such as the Netherlands and Germany, have specific states that serve as economic hubs, which are locations that people run to when they're looking for employment opportunities or business ventures. If we want our countries to have more of these economic hubs to boost our national GDP, then we must also allow our local governments increased autonomy. Fourthly, another benefit of political autonomy is the ability to create, experiment with, and promote policies that the local government deems necessary. This was seen in Brazil, where in a local government initiative, the Bolsa Familia program, led to a 25.6% decrease in inequality, according to the World Bank. Additionally, it's no secret that countries all over the world, from the United States to Australia, have constitutions that are self-contradictory, especially when it comes to states and government jurisdiction. As we redefine local government jurisdiction to allow for increased autonomy, then states and federal government jurisdiction will also become more clear-cut and transparent as a result, which will contribute to increased national efficiency. Sixthly, while we've established that local governments granted greater autonomy will lead to increasingly effective policies, another benefit is its ability to increase civic engagement. This was seen in the Stavanger district of Norway, which is known for having an extremely high level of citizen empowerment, according to the KBN. In that same vein, local governments will then serve as an entry point for qualified citizens to enter the government. If we allow for increased autonomy, then this will allow us an incentive for the youth to showcase their potential in the government. After all, Rishi Sunak, the current Prime Minister of the UK, started out as a member of his local government. Moving on to my ninth point, local governments are entitled to federally allocated funds. This means that this is often deposited in a joint account that's controlled by the state government, which means that state governments can easily mismanage or divert the funds they're intended for local governments. This was seen in Kenya and Ghana. Additionally, it's important to note that states are having trouble managing their own funds as well. This is seen in Venezuela and Nigeria, where states are having huge backlogs of worker salaries and pensions as they've not paid it. So if we allow for increased autonomy for local governments, this will not only benefit local governments, it will also reduce the burden on state governments. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tanvita Kaushik. Well done. Good job. Well done. All right, let's go to her opponent. Tolu Alashe, you've got 3 minutes to oppose. It starts now.
Financial and political autonomy of the local government is actually means that the local government have the freedom to operate or manage their own financial resources, and as well as their political leaders, such as the local government chairman, by themselves. Well, local government is the third tier of government in a federal system. They are created to promote the closeness of the government services to the citizens. But there are various challenges these local governments face, preventing them from being given autonomy to handle their political and financial affairs. Good evening, Majority. My wonderful moderator, wonderful co-debater, I'm a very esteemed audience. My name is Oladito Alashe. I am 15 years old, and I'm here to speak in opposition of the motion that states local government should have political and financial autonomy from states. But there are various reasons why the local government should not have the freedom to manage their financial and political affairs. And some of these reasons include, one, corruption. This debate from the top to the bottom of democracy in most nations, and local governments considered to be the most corrupt tier of government in a nation, as funds that are meant for developmental projects are siphoned by these people. So giving them autonomy will actually worsen the situation of corruption, as they will take it to their private purses, thus reducing growth and development in the rural areas. Secondly, by giving the local government autonomy, there will be an increased likelihood of conflict occurring between the state government and the local government, as both of them have conflicting ideas or opinions on certain issues. And where there's conflict, there's a high probability of there not being significant progress made. Moving on to my third point. With local government having autonomy, they won't be able to have enough financial resources, as they lack the viability, they lack the capability to bring their own resources, as they have been over dependent on the state government for many years. So them being given financial autonomy will actually lead to the early debt. Moving on to my fourth point. With the local government being given autonomy, another problem with them being given this is lack of or improper personnel, as this militates against the effectiveness of their policies and local government governance, as they have been politicization of the economic system or the local government system. In addition to my point, with the local government being given autonomy, there will be an increase in favoritism, nepotism, and tribalism. As I said before, most of them are corrupt. So giving them this opportunity, this freedom to have their own will in these local government areas will furthermore enable them to promote nepotism, put their five members in some position. And these people are not even qualified to be able to give this position. And when you are giving these people autonomy, you are giving them freedom. They'll be able to hide behind the state government when they fail to handle their affairs properly. So causing them to fail so badly that when we see them, we'll be like, oh, this local government is not developing. This local government is looking so bad. Moving on to my sixth point. Another reason why local government should not be given autonomy is that infrastructures in the local government won't be properly developed. Look at it from this angle. When the local governments are being given autonomy, as I said before, they are corrupt. So when it calls for issues of developing the local areas, they won't be able to do this properly and efficiently. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tolu Alashe, well done. That was very good. And right on time. Okay. Let's take a very quick break to give our debaters a chance to catch their breath. And then we'll dive into round two. The rebuttal round will start with Tolu Alashe. When we come back, I am Sandra Ezekwesili. I am the moderator of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate tournament for secondary school students. This is the Tournament of Champions. This is quarterfinals week. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to quarterfinals week. This is match one between Tambita Kaushik and Tolu Alashe Olaloye. Tolu Alashe, your 3 minutes for rebuttals start now.
With all goes to yourself. Thank you, Mamajudo, for this opportunity to rebut on my opponent's point that she made in her presentation round. First of all, you said the administration of the local government is actually close to the people. Well, the corruption is even more pronounced at that area. So when you're saying administration, that means they're actually properly governing them, which is not actually true in most nations. As you look at it, the local government areas of most nations, most of them are corrupt. So when you say administration, you're talking about poor administration. That are leading to ineffectiveness, all the set policies they'll put in place. You also say local economic development. Look at it. If the local government who are close to people, because they're created to provide or to give the citizens a true sense of governance, if they are corrupt, if they lack the finances, if they lack the ability to put in place certain structures to take care of their own local people, so how do you expect their environment to develop? How do you expect them to develop economically and politically? By giving them this financial autonomy, you're exposing the nation to a state of destruction. You're actually pressing the self-destruct button in that community. Also, you said promotion of economic hubs. Well, economic hubs, when you're talking about economic hubs, you're talking about when people come from other nations, come and invest in Nigeria, we're able to build an infrastructure. But because they see that such environments are not suitable enough for them to put or invest in, because come on, no good investor would want to put their money in a place where they see they can't make any profit. Also, you said implementation of effective policy. Well, already after that, when you said administrative is better because the local government that could have the people don't be able to implement effective policies, because I said before, they are corrupt. Effective policies, well, that ain't going to happen in this state. You also said increase national efficiency. Efficiency, which type of efficiency? You talk about efficiency in corruption, efficiency in them looting our public funds, efficiency in them ruining our nation, efficiency in them making our nation look like trash to other nations of the world. Come on, look at it. Increase in national efficiency, please. That is not correct. It also said increase in civil engagement. Well, they won't engage in politics as corruption is more pronounced in these rural areas. I see that they'll be wasting that time. That's why I look at a nation like Nigeria. We don't want to engage in politics because we see, starting from our local government area, most of our leaders are corrupt. So going there, I see we are wasting time, wasting strength, staying this off for almost 8 hours just because we want to vote. Well, we know our votes won't count. Also, you said reduce the burden on state governments. Yes, when you give the government financial autonomy, it will reduce the burden on the state government. But look at it from this angle. When they reduce the burden, the state government will have to come in place to back up or to cover this local government's inefficiency. The bad thing the local government has done. So when you say reduce the burden, actually it's increase the burden of them as they have to cater for the local government's needs. Also, you said the state government can easily manipulate their funds. Yes, well, the state government will be easily manipulate their funds, but giving this local government these funds, will they actually use it well? Will they actually use it properly? Will they actually benefit their constituencies? Well, no. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time, Toluolashe. Well done. That was brilliantly done. You have 30 seconds left. Lagos, let me remind you, we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Local governments should have political and financial autonomy from states. Tanvita Kaushik says, yes, they should. Tolaoshe Ololoye says, no, they should not. And now we'll hear from Tanvita for her rebuttal.
All protocols being duly noted, my name is Tanvita Kaushik and I'm going to be refuting some of the presumed errors that the opposition attempted to point out. Firstly, your first point was that corruption, because the local government is, according to you, the most corrupt tier of government. That's simply untrue. The only reasons why funds are being lost is because of the state joint local government account, which is an account that the federal allocations go to. It's controlled by the state government. That is where the funds are going missing. The state government allocated to the local government, not the other way around. Also, you mentioned conflicting ideas, that there'll be a lack of uniformity within the state government and the local government. That's simply untrue, because the state joint local government account also serves as a platform for cooperation between the two. As long as there's communication between the local government and the state government, there's no reason why the ideas won't correlate. Furthermore, local governments also have to submit reports to the state government after every year to ensure that the expenditure and revenue is on mark. Furthermore, you mentioned that they don't have the capability to generate resources. That is precisely the reason why they require autonomy. We are stifling our local governments. We have not even given them the chance to express what they can do, and you're already saying that they don't have the capability. Obviously, they don't have the capabilities when state governments are stifling them at every single turn. Furthermore, you mentioned that there's improper personnel in the local governments who cannot take proper action. Are you aware that in most state governments appoint caretaker committees? These are basically people that are not elected by the general public, which is what should happen in an election. Instead, they just put a caretaker committee in place. That's the reason why we're seeing inefficiencies, because the proper democratic processes are not being taken. Increased autonomy to allow for these democratic processes to be taken, which is why we need autonomy. Furthermore, you mentioned nepotism. When there's not even an election, when people are being appointed, obviously there's going to be nepotism. That's the reason why we need autonomy, to ensure that when there's democratic elections, people won't just go into power because their dad was in power once. Furthermore, you mentioned infrastructure. Are you aware that the state has a ministry for works and infrastructure? They are the ones that provide infrastructure to the local government. So if there's a problem with local government infrastructure, I believe your problem is actually with the state government, because that's part of the whole lack of having autonomy. The state government decides everything for them, especially when it comes to generating revenue. The only reason we see local governments not able to generate revenue is because their tax collection infrastructure is in a terrible state, and guess whose fault that is? The state government. So with these points that I've rebutted, I hope I've given you some clarity on why local government should have political and financial autonomy from states. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tanvita. Well done. We'll take a break, Lagos. When we come back, it'll be time for closing arguments. We'll start with the motion supporter, Tanvita Kaushik, and then we'll come to the motion opposer, Toluolashe Olaloye. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let me remind you, you can watch this live. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And if you cannot watch live right now, tomorrow at 3:30 p.m., it will show on Wazobia Max TV. Now, tomorrow, we're not going to have the match that we were supposed to have between Fabian Chibun Kondo and Ramadan Oladipupo will have that match instead on Wednesday. Wednesday at 3 p.m., that match will take the air. And then, of course, it's win or go home. So please tell your friends to tell their friends. The match between Fabian and Ramadan tomorrow at 4 p.m. will happen on Wednesday at 3 p.m. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, Lagos. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and I am your moderator. It is now time for round three, the closing round. Let's move to Tanvita Kaushik now. You've got 3 minutes to win or go home.
All protocols being duly noted, my name is Tanvita Kaushik, and I'm going to be setting up a point in support of the motion, rounding up a few of my statements and refuting some of the presumed errors that the opposition attempted to point out. Firstly, before we start demanding that local governments generate their own revenue, we need to allow them the autonomy to do so. How can we expect to see a change when we're not giving them the tools necessary to make one? Furthermore, it's also the IMF reports that certain countries like Somalia have states that take unofficial commissions from funds that are directed to the local governments. This is a prominent example of corruption at the state government level, so allowing for increased autonomy to the local governments will lead to greater transparency. Speaking of greater transparency, once local governments gain their own autonomy, any funds that will be sent to them by the federal government will be tracked and monitored accordingly, which can allow us to see what the problem exactly is. Furthermore, it's important to note that local governments are often the first responders to natural disasters, especially in Philippines, where there are typhoons, earthquakes, and floods. So allowing them increased autonomy will lead to potentially saving lives. Lastly, in countries like Nigeria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, local government chairmen can only serve for up to 3 years, which is barely enough time for the level of policy implementation that we see in countries like France and Japan, where they can serve for up to 5 years. Now, to rebut some of the points that my opposition made. Firstly, you stated that since the local governments are closest to the public, corruption is going to be more prominent then. I beg to disagree. Furthermore, it's important to note that all tiers of government in many countries have corruption. Allowing local governments increased autonomy allows us to see exactly where the problem is. As of right now, people are caught whether it's between the state governments or the local governments because there's no clear transaction between the two of them. Furthermore, you said the words, they lack the ability to make policies. Exactly why they need autonomy. You're saying that the policies they make are not even efficient. Have they even made a policy? They don't have the ability to do so under the Constitution, the 1999 Constitution, which is quite outdated considering how we're in 2023. Furthermore, you say that other nations would not see our countries conducive and they don't want to make profits here. Again, that's not the job of the local governments. That's the job of a state government or the federal government. Local governments, that was never under their jurisdiction, but we don't know because we've never given the autonomy to see whether they can handle it. Furthermore, you say that public funds will be lost. Well, there's a reason why local governments aren't gaining autonomy, and that's because they haven't gotten the two-third majority from the state houses of assembly. The problem is always with the state government. The reason why we're not able to see where our funds are going is the state government, not the local government. Furthermore, you mentioned that civic engagement, that people don't really care about their local government. That's untrue. There have been riots over these matters for decades. There have been debates on every single news station for the past 10 years. It's just that people are getting tired because Brazil and Spain had these amendments made back in the 1990s. We're in the 21st century and we're still debating age-old issues. Furthermore, you mentioned that state governments will just cover up any misdeeds that local governments make. That's simply untrue, firstly, and they have to cater to their needs constantly. Well, they wouldn't have to cater to their needs if the local governments had autonomy because they'd have the ability to control themselves. Furthermore, state government transactions could be separated from local government transactions. You asked me the question, if local governments were given financial and political autonomy, would they actually use it well? You've not let them answer. You've not let them have autonomy, yet you are answering for them and you are saying no, they will not. If you are not going to give people the ability to make a change, you cannot sit down and say that there have not been any results. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tanvita Kaushik. What a closing. Let me remind you, Lagos, you can watch live Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Tololache. Your 3 minutes to close, win or go home, starts now.
With all protocols duly observed, thank you, Madam Mojito, for this opportunity to make more points to validate my stance on this matter, as well as to rebuttal my opponent's points and as well give my closing remark. Well, I'll start with making more points. Some of the points or other reasons why the local government should not be given autonomy, both politically and financially, is first of all, constitutional and legality gap. Let's look at Nigeria's constitution, for example. The opportunity for the local government to be given this autonomy is not actually in the constitution. Yes, you pointed out when you were talking, but because we are not giving them this opportunity, because there are certain things that we are not able to iron out if we give them this autonomy. Because we are given this autonomy, we are not sure whether we're responsible, we're not sure whether they're accountable enough to be able to carry such power. The saying goes, with great power comes great responsibility. But with this opportunity that we've been given, they are not able to show they are responsible to be given greater power. Also, another point is overpopulated workforce. Look at it. The local government already have enough people, or too much people, in fact, in the workforce, which that territory allocation from the state government and even the federal government is not able to take care of. That's why Tegon has even been helping them to pay some of their workers' salaries. So when you're giving them autonomy, they'll have to generate their own finance. And I said before, they won't be able to do this. And this will cause problems like a delay in payment of workers' salaries. And when they delay in payments of workers' salaries, it will lead to consistent strike, I've seen in Nigeria. And apart from this consistent strike, it will halt economic activities. Although you want the nations to grow, by giving the local autonomy, we are just stopping our nations from growing. Okay, I'll rebut some of your points that you mentioned in your rebuttal round. You said, okay, political ideas. Well, look at it, Nigeria, for example. When the idea of giving the local government autonomy actually came into existence, look at it, the state government and local government are each other's truth, saying that, oh, we don't want to give you autonomy. The local government saying, we want the autonomy. You can see, we have not even started already seeing them fighting. So when they have these ideas, when they want to implement policies, the case will even be worse. It could lead to serious riots, thereby leading to lack of economic growth and development. Also, you may mention that they will generate resources. Well, the local government have been like viruses in the state government, and when they're taken out of a living thing like virus, they become non-living. So when you are taking them, you are removing them from that state government, they become non-living, they become non-functional, they become not able to perform their responsibilities correctly. So we're telling me that them being in autonomy, the nation develop, look, that is not possible. Also, you also said, I was judging a book by a cover. Well, as I said before, what have they done with the opportunity they have been given? You said that, oh, I'm already speaking for them. Well, look at it. The opportunities they have been given by the constitution to help the local government, are they being used to utilize it well? So you're giving them greater power, leading to greater corruption, greater mismanagement of funds, greater destruction of community. Oh, please, don't you want Nigeria and other nations to develop? Please look at it from my standpoint. Also, you said, it ends nepotism. Well, look at this. As I said before, corruption is more pronounced at this local level. Most of those going to the executive, most of those going to the federal and state level, they started from the local level. Don't you agree with me? They started from right there. Their police career started right there. That is where they learned how to misappropriate funds. That is where they learned how to become corrupt leaders, thereby destroying our nation. So wait, you're giving them autonomy? You're just making that corruption more pronounced, more efficient. Corruption more efficient in the nation, common, it will be to destruction in our country. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. What a closing. Well done. And right on time. We'll take a break, Lagos. When we come back from this break, we'll see if we have a tie. Because remember, if we have a tie, they'll switch sides, they'll debate the other side, and they'll have 5 minutes to do it. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria in for 99.3. Our debate tournament for secondary school students has entered the quarterfinals stage. This, of course, has all champions returning for a chance to be champion of champions. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is quarterfinals week of the Tournament of Champions. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. You met our second debater who qualified from, well, our first debater really, who qualified from Group D as runner-up with one win. We previously met him in the May 2022 edition. He's 15 years old, Olaloye Toluolase. And you also met our second debater who qualified as the undefeated winner of Group A with two wins. She's a champion from the November 2021 edition, Tamvita Kaushik. They debated that local governments should have political and financial autonomy from states. Now, I've got the results from the judges. Let's take a look at how they performed. In the presentation round, Tamvita scored 82, Tolu scored 58. For presentation style, Tamvita and Tolu tie at 37. In the rebuttal round, Tamvita scored 58, Tolu scored 54. For rebuttal style, Tamvita scored 34, Tolu scored 35. In the closing round, Tamvita scored 97, Tolu scored 65. For closing style, Tamvita and Tolu tie at 34. And so, with 342, to 283, Tamvita Kaushik wins. Congratulations to you, Tamvita. Well done.
Thank you.
You just qualified for the semi-final next week. And Tolu, thank you for taking part. You did so well. You performed well, both in the group stages, your round of 16, the first time we met you, and today. Now, we have met some pretty phenomenal debaters in this Tournament of Champions, and I'm immensely proud of you. Well done. Thank you for gracing our airwaves. Thank you for gracing this Tournament of Champions. And good luck with being a neurosurgeon.
Thank you.
Congratulations again to both of you. We've got tablets from RLG waiting for you downstairs. So please pick it up on your way out. And well done. Tamvita, we'll see you next week, Monday. You'll get your topic by the time we know who you're facing. All right? Well done.